Ladies and gentlemen, this is Nick Moss from Nick Moss and the Flip Tops, Chicago Blues at its finest. You are listening to Mr. Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe. We'll be right back.
Good rockin' start. Brand new CD. It's called Privileged. Comes from Nick Moss of Nick Moss and the Flip Tops. You heard his voice at the beginning. And opening up the Raven and the Blues with a track called Louise. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to the programme. My name's Dave Raven. It's been a kind of strange week. In Spain, they had flash floods on, well, wet Thursday and Friday, I think it was. And the whole of the Costa Blanca, not the Costa, Costa del Sol area was badly hit with floods. A friend of mine who's got stables there was almost washed out. Here in the UK, we had a pretty good week, apart from Thursday when we had a dust cloud coming from Iceland. All the flights were cancelled and absolute chaos around the whole of the UK. But I hope whether you're listening on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, or as a podcast, wherever you are in the world, I hope the sun is shining upon you. Apart from, of course, if it's midnight, and then it's probably a bit late for that. Here in the UK, it's spring. We've got the windows open. You can hear police sirens, sounds of London. We've got a mix of great tracks on the show, both new and old, some emails to respond to, whole raft of things, really. Let's move now to an album which came out some couple of years ago. It's called Better Days, Susan Tedeschi, and It Hurts Me Too. I was racking my brain through that to think of any other one which could have been recorded more times, and I suspect not. Probably one of the most recorded blues tracks ever, originally about 70 years old now, recorded originally by Tampa Red way back in 1940, and undergoing lots of names too, it's been called. When Things Go Wrong, Things Can't Come My Way, and of course the It Hurts Me Too. Susan Tedeschi from Better Days, and a great, great version of it too. And that came out a couple of years ago. This one came out about 4 months ago. It's called Roll On, one of my favourites, and J.J. Cale. Porch style of J.J. Cale. Roll On is the album. Last year it was released, or early part of this year when I got hold of it, and that's called Going Down to Memphis. It's the Raven and the Blues. One of the things about working in radio is people rarely come to the studio. When I've worked for BFBS and stations overseas, and even stations here in the UK with Metro Radio and the BBC, it was rare that people actually came to the studio door. It's even rarer when you're doing a programme in the UK and it's being broadcast in Spain. But I had quite a surprise last week, or was it the beginning of this week, really, I suppose, when all of a sudden, coming down the path on the island here where I live on a houseboat on the Thames, came a guy who said, "Are you Dave Raven?" And I said, "Yeah." And it turned out to be Jeff Coral, who was on holiday from Costa Blanca, a regular listener to the show in Spain on Talk Radio Europe. And he was sort of driving past Hampton Court and thought, "I'm sure Raven lives somewhere near here," and so contacted his friend back in Spain, who went on the internet and browsed and found out where I lived, and Jeff amazingly found his way here. So it's a rare treat. If you're going to do it, it's great to see you if you're passing by, but it's always best if you can email me, because the chances of me being in are pretty slim. Jeff caught me on a day when I happened to be here. But if you're visiting UK and coming to the Hampton Court area and would like to come and see the studio, I gave Jeff a sort of guided tour and a couple of CDs, and it was good to see him. And so there were The welcome is open to anybody coming to the UK, but do let me know, first of all. Let's move now to somebody I'm going to be meeting up with at the end of this month. I first started playing tracks from Steve, I guess, about 10 years ago when the Raven and the Blues was first starting, and I've been featuring him many times over that 10-year period. He's got a new CD out, and I'm seeing him in the Isle of Man at the end of April, early May. And so from the new CD, Steve Arby, and this is the first track on the album, which is called Barroom Blues.
Two ladies sitting with a glass in her hand, next to her best friend they call Diane. Been waiting for business since a quarter to ten. If no one shows up, gonna go home again. I see Billy from the side of my eye. He's had a dream. Fly. Cousin Jamie is asleep in the chair. He's got a bigger and he's losing his hair. Losing his face and his place in the world. He won't be safe until he meets the right girl. And they all come out. Doesn't matter if it's raining. Sun's coming out. Gotta laugh if they choose, but they choose to spend it with the barroom blues. Karina's in trouble. It's a legal thing. She's left holding the baby, but she ain't got no ring. Some guy who was trouble she ran into last fall. Forgot to tell her about his family and all. And they all come out. Doesn't matter if it's raining or the sun's coming out. Gotta laugh if they choose, but they choose to spend it.
I'm really looking forward to meeting for the first time at the end of this month in the Isle of Man. Also my first visit to the Isle of Man too for the Blues Festival taking place there on the beginning of May. Steve Arby with his brand new CD, his 10th one, and therefore he's called it X, which makes sense, I guess. First track on the album, very much Shades of Jack and Diane. Nothing wrong with that, though. It's called Barroom Blues with Damon Fowler on slide guitar. And we'll be featuring more tracks from that new CD again in the weeks and months to come. What else was I going to say? Oh, now, yes, one more thing to mention. The BBC has a great blues programme on Monday evenings, and that's with Paul Jones. And it's normally an hour long, but on Easter Monday, it was 2 hours. It was fabulous. He had 2 hours of conversation with Mike Vernon. We were talking about Mike Vernon with Ollie Brown on a show last week. Mike. Mike lives in Spain in the hills behind Malaga. And if you want to hear all about the history of the blues, I mean, the guy's got the most amazing recall of all the people he's worked with over the years, even though he's been retired from the music business for a few years now, even though he's been tempted back. But it's a great, great podcast. The music has to be taken out because of the BBC requirements, which is so, so sad. So it's only an hour long, so it's an hour of conversation and 30 seconds worth of tracks. But look for it on the BBC website, and I'll put a link on the Raven and the Blues page of where to download the audio of the Easter Monday Paul Jones programme. It is absolutely fabulous. It really is sort of it's a 2-hour complete history of the English blues scene from 1968 right through into the 70s and then the 80s, and it's good stuff indeed. Okay, we've already done one girl doing a really fine cover. Here's somebody else doing a fine cover from about 80 years ago. It's Lou Mann Barton. Her album is called Someday, and here she is with Diving Duck.
I've
album is called Someday. It was released 8 years ago, but it actually was recorded way back in the 1970s, and it's a compilation of some of her stuff from the 1970s with, I mean, back in those days she was working with Stevie Ray Vaughan and also W.C. Clarke and was a member of Double Trouble as well. And it, actually, on my copy of that, it doesn't say who that was singing in the background. I've got a feeling it was probably Stevie Ray Vaughan, I think. Anyway, it's Diving Duck from Luann Barton and a compilation album from her great stuff from the 1970s, and that is the album called Someday. Okay, moving now to the album which came from Wisconsin and the great Northern Blues Society. Ron Herter has been a good friend of the programme for many years, and every year they bring out a bake sale, a compilation of some of the great bands in the Wisconsin area. They're up as far as Volume 5 now. It's Snack Time, and on the CD there are, what, 20 great tracks altogether. I didn't know where to start. I listened to most of the CD all the way through, and then I thought, actually, no, this first track is just so good. It comes from a band called Mean Tooth Grin, and it's called Drive.
Oh, I seen him all right. I smelled the stink on his breath and the foul stench of his skin. Hell, I've been seeing him my whole life. In fact, I spend a better part of my years running from the son of a bitch, showing me things a man should never have to know, and doing those things ain't no man should ever have done. Seems like nowadays when I strap on this old guitar and play, I can almost feel them dead fingers burning on my strings. Close my eyes and I can see them flames working at my feet. There he is again, closer every night, telling me, grab that shovel, boy, you got a debt to pay. Talking how my time's coming, and smiling, always smiling at me and that mean tooth grin of his. For me, I just keep right on a picking, chasing his ass back to where it came from for one more show. Oh yeah, I seen him all right.
Yeah!
stuff indeed. First track on the album from the band Mean Tooth Grin. The album is called Bake Sale Volume 5. It's Snack Time. Always has the same picture on the front of the bake sale. It's the Great Northern Blues Society, the GNBS. I'm not quite sure how it works. I know Ron Herter is the treasurer and the guy who puts it all together in a way. I think basically it brings the band's publicity. They sell the CD and obviously the bands get the money too, and the society gets money as well. I think it's a win-win situation for everybody. And there are great tracks on the album. As I say, there are 3 bonus tracks and there are 17 blues tracks. And according to Ron, the bonus tracks are because they're not particularly bluesy, but they're great anyway. So if you want to get a copy, you'll find a link on the Raven and the Blues page, and you'll find that at raven.dj. And if you want to drop me an email, it's dave@raven.dj. The website will soon be changing with a new design. It's about time, I think. And also, I think we have resolved all the Libsyn podcast problems, because we had some difficulties as we changed over to a new kind of Libsyn system. If you have been having difficulties, please drop me an email. I'll tell you how to resolve them. Okay, where to now? Shall we do? Yes, I know, yes. Matt Winklate, Matt Walklate, shall we, of the band Depo, has dropped me this particular MP3 of a track they're working on and saying, what did I think about it? I think it's great. I think it's almost ready to go, actually, and I'll share it with you right now. It's from the band Depo here in the UK. It's called So Long.
Tell you about a girl I know, doesn't want to live alone. Maybe the economy, maybe on account of me. So long, so long, so long, so long. Doesn't want to be a hater, a lazy lying lover. I'll think about it later, I might get myself another. So long, so long, so long, so long.
Al dinding ol ma kwey, italong sama kebalti. Al dinding ol ma kwey, italong sama kebalti. Al dinding ol ma kwey, italong sama kebalti. Asedi miya huna, tolte burla kumula.
Looking for a hand to hold, it's gotta be the last to fold. Gonna catch a big blue eye, never gonna make it cry.
So long, so long, so long, so long.
Throw the little dog a bone, pick him up and take him home. If he ever runs away, you only got yourself to blame.
So long, so long, so long, so long.
Al dinding ol ma kwey, italong sama kebalti. Ase di miya unya, tolte borila komola. Ase di anya unya, tolte borila komola. Ase di anya unya, tolte borila komola. So long, so long.
You know I ain't a natural dancer. Will you take me as your partner? Be careful how you answer. Might make myself a model.
So long, so long, so long, so long.
Saw you standing on the corner in your black and diamonds. Thought you was another mourner, come to see the laughing.
So long, so long, so long, so long.
Mm-hmm.
acoustic blues from the band from the north of England, or the northwest of England anyway, called Depot. It's very different to everything I've played from them before. I'm not quite sure whether it's a different direction they're heading in, or this is a one-off, but it's called So Long. And I think Matt sent it to most of the people who are doing online podcast blues shows, because I've seen it played by, I'm not quite sure whether it was by Ashwin Smythe or whether it was by Cliff McKnight, but I've seen somebody playing it as well. And I think the song's ready to go. The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, on Skybird Radio, and of course as a podcast across the world. Let's go to the album which came out last year called Hold in Court. Here's Debbie Davis and Zoomin' In. Debbie Davis, the album Holding Court, came out towards the end of last year. That's called Zoom In. One person who died only a couple of years ago now, Clarence Gatemouth Brown, the multi-instrumentalist, and he regularly picked up W.C. Handy Awards when they were called W.C. Handy Awards. They're now called Blues Music Awards, for the multi-instrumentalist of the year. Here's an album which goes back quite a while. It's called Houston Hot Shots. 2007 was it released. And here he is with My Time is Expensive.
Baby, and I'm trying to make it last. want to get together, we better do it fast. I'm a hard, hard, hard working man. My time is expensive, mama, 'cause I'm a hard, hard, hard working man. You have lots, lots of good money, baby. Please try and
I've got a version of that on an album which he made way back in the 1970s called San Antonio Ballbusters, and I think that is pretty similar but not identical. It comes from the CD Houston Hot Shots from 2007, and Clarence Gatemouth Brown and My Time is Expensive. Good stuff indeed. Here's an album which, when it was released about 3 or 4 months ago, I was sort of raving about it and saying how wonderful it was, and I haven't changed my mind. It's My Lady Don't Love My Lady. It's from Brian Lee, and here he is with Heartbreaker.
Thank you. If you keep it up, baby, I'm gonna have to put you down. How can I help it? 'Cause I'm in love with you. Yes, how can I help it? I'm in love with you. I'm crazy about you, baby, and I just don't know what to do. Ooh, heartbreaker, you went and broke my heart. The way you broke my heart, yes.
Towards the end of last year, it's called My Lady Don't Love My Lady. It's from Brian Lee, and there he is with Heartbreaker. Good stuff indeed. I had lots of nice emails about my tribute to Charlie Gillett, and I've just seen some of the eulogies that came out in the Ace Records monthly publication called The Right Track, and one which really struck a chord with me came from Rob Finnis. And Rob said, unfussy and pragmatic, Charlie would have fought shy of the cloying eulogies that had been made. He pretty much achieved all he set out to do in the world of music, which was not to conquer it, but to improve our understanding and appreciation of its many strands. And I believe many music fans are the better for it. So true indeed. Charlie Gillett. And there's a great eulogy in The Right Track, which is part of the Ace Records monthly selection. And you'll find a link to Ace Records on the Raven and the Blues page. Okay, where to now? Government Mule. The CD came out last year by a thread. And here they are with a track called World Wake Up.
Ask yourselves. passion, art is done. World, wake up. We need harmony, unity today. Remind ourselves
of the Allman Brothers Band, the band Government Mule, from their album from last year. Again, a good mix of heavy rock and lighter things like that. The album is called By a Thread, and that is The World Wake Up. And that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. Drop me an email, dave@raven.dj. Don't forget to visit the website, raven.dj. There you can click on the links to all the artists, download all the previous shows going back some 5 years now, donate to the programme, and buy the iPhone app, all the usual things. Let's close with, let's move from Texas down to Louisiana now. And Grayson Capps, originally out of Alabama, but I think Louisiana living for the last 5 years at least. Let's go back to his very first album, which came out in 2005, If You Knew My Mind. Let's close the show with this one called Mercy. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Somebody poisoned you and took you to the bed. But please,
have a little mercy.